Even if Christmas isn't the holiday you grew up with, it can be a time for family to get together anyway, simply because it's often a day off. That's the case for many refugees here in the U.S. Shuka Kalantari reports on how some refugee families in Oakland, California, add their own twist to Christmas.
When Patience Wilson and her family came to Oakland as Liberian refugees 8 years ago, she had a bit of culture shock when she saw how Christmas is celebrated in the U.S.
We were kind of surprised that they put a tree in their house for Christmas and they just put stuff on it.
Wilson remembers how things were in Peacetown, the Liberian refugee camp she once lived in the Ivory Coast. She says Christmas there was one big party for the whole community, not just family.
You know how people go out for Halloween and get candy? For Christmas, we go out and knock on people's door and say, Happy New Year or something like that, you get money.
It's what the kids did. Then, the neighborhood would gather to make music. That's Wilson's grandfather, Robert. He brought her and her other relatives over to Oakland when Wilson was 10 years old. She's now a senior in high school. Her grandparents left Liberia because of civil war and their ties to clashing ethnic groups. Now the family joins hundreds of other Liberian refugees who have resettled in California. In the refugee camp, they lived off food rations, but would trade with locals for luxuries like yams and plantains. Wilson remembers that during the holidays back then, they'd go all out, eating fried rice called jarov rice and tons of plantains. She says she'll be making one of those plantain dishes for Christmas dinner here and shows me how she does it.
It's some where it's mashed up and it's really spicy. Those were my favorite, but I don't know how to make it. So I just make these ones where you just fry them.
She chops up the plantains and cooks them in hot oil until they brown. Then her grandfather sees if they're up to par.
She did great. She made it sweet.
Lauren Markham says it's food that connects refugees to home. She works with refugees from around the world through a group called Refugee Transitions. Markham says food is a way to strengthen self-esteem, especially among newly arrived refugee women.
Being in a place where you're sort of always a recipient of services, to be able to offer something to someone and be able to offer a gift from your own heart and that you made is a really powerful thing.
Markham often asks refugees for recipes, and they're thrilled to share. It's a chance for them to be the teacher in a foreign land. And that's what inspired Markham to make a refugee cookbook called Between Meals. It'll be out in February. Markham says refugees can struggle to retain their own cultures while integrating U.S. culture, like the American Christmas. 21-year-old Chu Mai and her family have fully embraced Christmas. They're Karen refugees, an ethnic minority in Burma. She says her family was Buddhist, but they would celebrate each year with their Christian neighbors in her refugee camp in Thailand.
In Thailand, if you put the candle in front of your house and people come sing in your house, and then you can pay like you can give candy, a little bit of a gift.
After 9 years in the refugee camp, Chumai's family relocated to a growing Burmese neighborhood in Oakland. A large number of Karen in Oakland are Christian, so Chumai's family soon adopted that religion as their own. Chumai's mother, Natu, goes into the kitchen and boils water to prepare one of her holiday dishes, a traditional Karen soup with lemongrass, lime, and chicken called daklachi. Chumai's family still cooks Karen food on Christmas. Even though they've converted to Christianity, they still hold on to their Burmese background through food. Chumai says she even goes Christmas caroling, but they sing in their own language. Chumai's mom sings us one of those Karen carols. Chumai's family bought their first Christmas tree this year and put up a neon sign that says Merry Christmas. Patience Wilson, the Liberian refugee, is also buying her first tree with money saved from an after-school job. Both of the girls' families get December 25th off, and that is reason enough to celebrate. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, Oakland.